Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What do you do when you find out the guy that you're dating and care about is married, but it's not for the reason that you think? Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. We're about to meet Rochelle for Love Him or List Him.
We're going to have a gorgeous day today. Sunshine and mild. Look for highs today in the 60s and 70s.
All right. You're going to help out Rochelle in San Carlos. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. I mean, Rochelle, I hear I'm dating someone that's married. I'm thinking, well, there's a real easy way out of that. But clearly, it's not as cut and dry as that. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and share your story, Rochelle. What's going on?
Well, I've been seeing this guy for a couple months now, and he's really great, and I love him, and I think things are going really well, but I feel like, okay, so he revealed something to me that made me question literally everything. I knew he used to be married, but it turns out that he never got divorced, and he didn't tell me that until now, and this is the reason. So she's going to school and he has really great health insurance. So he was being nice and he was like, you can stay on my health insurance and we can stay married until you graduate from school. And it's just like weird to me that he wouldn't tell me that. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, right, okay. Right up front.
They're not officially divorced because he's being a stand-up guy, according to him.
Yeah.
Enabling her to stay on his health insurance while she goes to school.
Yeah, which is nice, but it means they're still attached, and it's like, it's weird, but they don't have any kids, so that's good. And they don't live together anymore, and like, there's literally nothing between them. Like, we have a great relationship, me and him. But it just kind of freaks me out that he wouldn't tell me that until now. And he's married, and that's kind of a turnoff.
Well, yeah. I mean, when you say it that way, I mean, it totally sounds that way. Do you know how much longer she has for school?
Another year.
Okay, so for another year, you're going to be dating someone who's still technically married to somebody else. He's allowing her to be able to go to school full-time and have health insurance, which, you know, I get. However, I'm a little kind of freaked out the fact that it took him so long to tell
you
about it.
That's what I'm wondering about, too. I would think, now I'm not a smart guy, Rochelle, but I would think, you probably should open with that, don't you think?
Well, I mean, if you're going out with someone for the first time, I could see why you wouldn't say anything, right?
How about this?
Right?
When you think that, okay, this is getting more serious, maybe that's something you should bring up, is
so
what I'm thinking.
Did he tell you why it took him so long to tell you?
He just said he didn't want to ruin the progression of what was happening, and he thought that I might leave if he told me, and I don't know. Like, I'm feeling like maybe I'm overreacting, but that's why I wanted to call you guys to kind of see, like, what do you think?
Well, this is a great thing for KSON loyal listeners to chime in on, because I can see his perspective on, like, well, I really like this girl. Now how do I bring it up, right? Mm-hmm. And you certainly aren't going to bring it up when you first start dating somebody. So I mean, I see kind of all aspects of it. And I also understand the way that you're feeling, but our listeners seem to have a way of getting right to the point and giving great advice. So we're going to throw that out to them right now. So let's help out Rochelle. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or should she list him?
Rochelle, we're going to ask that you hang out for a little while. And then when we come back, we'll hear the reactions of our KSON loyal listeners. And then you're, you know, obviously free to choose how you want to proceed after that. But, you know, their perspective at least might point you in the right direction. Can you hang for a little while?
Yeah, thank you.
Cool. All right, hang tight. We'll get back to Love Him or List Him. 833-287-1037. Whew, this is a complicated one. What do you think Rochelle should do? Love him or list him? John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. We are back with Rochelle from San Carlos for Love Him or List Him. Rochelle let us know that she's crazy about this guy. She said the word love. She found out something recently that she doesn't vibe with very well.
I knew he used to be married, but it turns out that he never got divorced, and he didn't tell me that until now. This is the reason. So she's going to school, and he has really great health insurance. So he was being nice, and he was like, you can stay on my health insurance, and we can stay married until you graduate from school. And it's just like weird to me that he wouldn't tell me that.
833-287-1037. Should Rochelle love him, or should she list him?
Dakota and Alpine, what do you think Rochelle should do? Love him or list him?
List him. The guy wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. I think he's a very selfish person. And if he kept that from her until now, there's a lot more coming.
All right. Thanks, Dakota.
Polly is in Mission Valley. Polly, what do you think? Does she love him or list him?
I think depending off his job, like especially if he's in the military, it's kind of hard for someone to just divorce depending of the situation. So I think if she really wants to be with him, she should listen to him and try to trust him and give him a chance. But if she's feeling insecure and she feels like she won't be able to let it go, maybe she shouldn't be with him because her relationship is about trust.
Right. Right, I love what you said there. Yeah, if she really believes that he's doing it for all the right reasons, you know, stick it out for the year and he should do what he's supposed to do. All right, thank you so much. Amanda is in Rancho Penasquitos. Go ahead, Amanda. Should she love him or list him and why?
So I'm thinking she should love him because I think the fact that he thinks the relationship is getting serious enough to, you know, open up to her about that, I can understand him waiting a little bit and not wanting to share right away because, yeah. I mean, I think any person right away would think red flag.
Yeah.
But I think it shows that he has a big heart, that he's able to break off the relationship. And if you know that there's nothing there and he has a great relationship with you, I think you should love him. He sounds like a really sweet guy.
Right. Perfect. Thank you.
Rochelle is an OB. Rochelle, should our other Rochelle love him or list him and why?
You said absolutely leave him because, or at least put a stipulation that you cannot be with him if he's still married to her, because I've been in plenty of relationships. I also am like single and dating the San Diego guy dating pool, and there are so many times where they're still in love with their ex or they go back. It's easy. He's married and he's paying for her medical benefits. That just does not sound like the relationship is over. And based off of my experience, you're going to be the one that gets hurt. And it sucks when that happens.
Thank you so much. That very well thought out. Thank you. Curly's in National City. Go ahead, Curly. What do you think? Love him or list him and why?
I think it's the lamest excuse to have something on the side. Super red flag.
Okay, right. Perfect.
Super red flag.
Thank you.
Ashley in Lakeside, what do you think? Should Rochelle love him or list him?
I think she should list him, but I feel bad and because he sounds like a stand-up guy.
Mark's in Lakeside. Mark, what do you think? Love him or list him?
Love him. Since it's only been a couple months.
All right, let's go back to the original Rochelle now. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're kind of split right down the middle here,
right?
Rochelle.
Some are like, boo, red flag, and others are like, you know what? He's a stand-up guy and doing good, but it's really going to be your choice.
What are you thinking about that?
I mean, that's where I'm kind of leaning because, you know, we have so much history, and he did end up telling me, which is a good sign. But, yeah, it's just a difficult situation. I'm sure it'll be over in a year, and we'll have years together. So,
Rochelle, something that stood out to me when you explained this story to us was when you said, just the idea of dating a married man is kind of freaky enough for me. I'm channeling my grandmother. If I had a situation like you have, and if my grandmother was still alive, old traditional Italian grandmother, and I even tried to explain this to her, she'd be like, she's married, and she slapped me in the back of the head, and that'd be the end of it. I mean, she wouldn't understand any of this. Is that kind of where you're coming from? Like, it doesn't even matter the story. I just, the whole idea of saying he's still married, I can't get past that.
Yeah. I mean, There's nothing he can really do about it. And he was actually just being nice as well.
Sure, sure. And now that he agreed to it, how do you back out of that? So he's being a man of his word, which I admire, by the way. The big thing is that you have to do what you really want to do, Rochelle. And it's great that we got advice, but you have to make your decision. And I hope we helped you do that with Love Him or List Him.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Rochelle. Thank you for sharing your life with us. We hope you're happy.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.